Blog Talk Radio.
Network, and this show is streaming live on live at the same time. Anyway, welcome to the show, and I want to talk a little bit about Cowboy Wisdom NLP and what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching is about expanding you life. And something I really learned, and I learned it, expanded into this over and we have a vertical timeline, a vertical time, horizontal time front, past, present, it all culminates in one place. But something I really learned, I moved from San Antonio back up to Washington State, and I listened to some, and it really opened me up to a new paradigm. This is what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coach did for you. And is this better? fading in and out. Am I doing better now? Because I'm on Skype. Thing. Is everything good? Because I let my voice up and down, I guess. Anyway, but what I really want to talk about here is that vertical timeline and then your hurdles timeline. And two, the hurdles timeline, Skype is not plumbing tonight, huh? I guess I'll have to call in off phone. Oh, okay. Boston Ed, is this, can you hear me better now? Because what I really want to talk about tonight is that timeline is your vertical line, because it really opens you up to paradigms. As you're going through this, things open up, but the vertical line, you really want to energize. And something that really energizes that timeline okay, to do something different here. Playing well today. But anyway, the thing about timeline is it opens you up to a new paradigm. And that's what we choose to do, open up new paradigms. And I apologize for this. It just gave everything electronics here lately is kind of went for me. Okay, we're going to do this again here. And this is all about this vertical thing is you want to enter the vertical timeline. But it's a word. A vertical time, we got a horizontal time, past, present, whatever, but you all have a vertical timeline, a vertical time, and you really want to energize that time. And that's what this is about, is energizing the vertical time. You energize the vertical time, and you expand the horizontal. Put your eyes to the floor, okay? And as you put your eyes to the floor, start saying, expand, energize, enterprise, and come up to about a 5 to 60 degrees. When you get up, your eyes are going to pay attention to time. So your eyes are opening up. And see, that's if you want to up to this vertical time, open up to the vertical time, you're opening to manifest because you're speaking into the universe. Something else I learned or expanded into is when you ask for something you don't want to ask, say, I give thanks for experiencing whatever you want, right? You want to look straight up into the air and straight up into the ethers of the universe. And that's it up. But here's the real key to this is you want to use your subliminal and your understand and your feeling. And that's what energize enterprise and experience do is they open you up and understand that on the inside. And that's where you want to land it, is inside. When you pull it together, they open out. And if you say something, say it meaning and purpose. And that way it really, really opens up to a new paradigm. The word's afraid to live outside of societies and the corporations we live today, we're afraid of this. And we fear our own stuff. And I, and the real something, this was something that I discovered all by myself up here. Fear is even more. Fear is seeds of wisdom expanding you. And fear is my friend expands astute revelations, opening out to astute, I mean opening out to omnipotent inner peace, getting me into my desired life. That's all fear is. Fearlessness expanding, astute realizing how omnipotent you are. There's fear, your friend, and it's your purpose. All the pessimism of the world now for our, an expansion to move out of it. No negativity in this. We have things showing up where the expansion has to take, and we're afraid of that expansion because the expansion is very hard. It's when you open out your chest area and your spine, you do that. You look up and you ask, when you tell the world what they experience, God, our DNA encrypted the God code. I learned that on this, but I really understand now. When you choose the same words that your DNA, heart, mind, soul, spirit, and your conscience understand, your life is moving at a high rate of speed. And that is about it. When you start doing it on this line, and you start asking for things and you start looking, do you look back? No. Understand the past and the present meet your heart. Everything meets in the center of you. Some way, whether it's forward, backwards, however, it meets in the center. So when you take it up and you start the vertical time, and you're energizing yourself on a vertical plane, that due to the horizontal plane, you up spiritually. That is what happens when you do it on an omnipotent basis, and it opens you out to energy. And happiness is one of the biggest fallacies that we ever try to live in. Happiness is a state of mind for a temporary minute, but on the peace on the inside, it allows you to be relaxed. And I apologize, connection, and I'm going to do two here at once, and I'm going to work on it. And that's the thing about life. You really want to band through things. And little things like connection, we really can't do anything about it right now. So we'll expand and we'll make it operate as it is. And it's all about going through whatever it is and following through, but it's a word you say. And it's really in that meeting between the two to come together. And it's allowing yourself a way to live, but it's also arising yourself to understand everything is not politically correct. It's never going to be totally correct. And that's the thing. Let go of political correctness. Let go of society. Expand through your everyday experience. And allow your world to expand you. That's how come. That's the reason that energize, expand, enterprise, experience, they're all inner work. And when you say them and you look up and I'm at about a 4 your eyes open, that's because your heart, soul, spirit, DNA understand. And that is the most important thing, is they all understand it. And when you understand something, you're to expand. It's when we know things is when we're really locked and locked down with a situation where we can't move forward. And that's what that vertical, if you're looking up, you can't look back. Looking forward, you can't look. There is no past. And when looking, it opens up your crown chakra. and it opens up your mind's eye, looking up, and everything in the good in the world is in front of you. And this is all about is having things for you to see. And yes, it is about educating yourself, but here's something free I've learned. I really want to explain this. You don't regenerate, you don't reinvent yourself. It's I choose to get a new code of prosody in my heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit with wisdom, love, laughter, and innovation. See how, just feel how that sits. I choose to encrypt a prosperity consciousness into my body. It opens you out to make you feel better. Say that. See what it does to you. It really opens you up to a new paradigm. And that's what this is. It does. And it's our I am means a God with it. Because our DNA is our emotional engines. And that's what that is. DNA is encoded from your parents. So whatever your parents tell you that you did, that's where your expansion. We parents, and I, this is something that is learned. And I love my parents, but my parents were encompassed with a poverty consciousness and a selfishness, and I've had it up until about 2 years ago. And that was my deal. That my journey is to expand out into prosperity. And I said, take people with me through the day. And that's how come I'm a teacher of my journey. And I don't teach what others say. I explain to people what it me. And that's what I really love, is what it, and that's what I choose to do. Expand me and to see how everybody else, people with me on this, because it's the journey into wealth and success. That's what this is about. What else is winning, wonderful, expanding, affluence, you know, whatever word you want to use. Take the words that you want to do and make them have an omnipotent meaning. Make peace. Band out of the same old ways of doing things. And that's what the vertical line. You feel how the vertical, there's some chat room. You feel how that vertical takes you out. And that's what it does. It takes your paradox into a new paradigm. That word. And it's really you sending your a new paradigm experience. But it's the words. And see, when the words, see how you feel in your chest area, because the words will show you how you feel. And that's what the coaching and spirit, we're caught up in the same words and in the same paradigm. We want them to expand, but we're caught up in it. And it's really about the goal of everything you know, everything you've been, quit being. Allow to liberate yourself from being politically correct and move forward. That's how I quit punctuating my affirmations, because that's punctuation is the political correctness. Does that mean it's here for me? It just means that it's a political correctness. Let go of political correctness, go of things that hold you in. The freedom your words express you. That vertical timeline, you're expanded out of the horizontal going forward because the past didn't exist. But here, let's get back to the fear. And when you figure fear is your friend and it's a seed of opening out your courageous capacity to expand through your life, what does it do for you? How does that take beast out of fears? Fears are a seed of wisdom that's being brought forth. And that fear is to expand you, because every life is a seed of wisdom. So when it's a fearlessness, expanding influence, realizing how dependent you are. How does that make you feel? This is all about is about new feelings, because it's your emotions and your forward movement that's going to take you. Because people are trying to ban in the same DNA and the same subliminal processes and thinking they're doing it by feeling good. Infinite peace will allow you to do things. Happy you can feel. And when you do a personal expansion and personal, you're going to get to feel good every day. There's going to be, you can't do anything. And that's what it is. Them are the days you're planting new seeds and new curiosity. You're not having a bag. You're not going through anything. You're confused about where you're going. And that's good, because when you're confused in school, didn't you find it through the challenge? That's what life is. It changes your life so you can expand. And that's all. And challenge, everything in life, seed of wisdom. Does that make sense? Because everything that happens is a seed of wisdom. And the question goes, how is this situation my seed of wisdom to expand on? You know, we caught up in this. Oh, I don't know. Do to me. That ain't intimacy. How can that happen to me? Well, if you're the way society to do it, and how do you concentrate on what you don't have and everything about more than you have a vision going? I caught myself this morning. It's about looking for and using that timeline, that vertical timeline. Call it a timeline, but it's just vertical time. All the horizontal time is linear. Expanding time goes vertical. And when you look up to expand, how does that open up to a new paradigm? And when you really choose gauge in that vertical time, you're going out a new way. And when you get up to that 40 to 60 degrees to 90 degrees looking straight up, your eyes are going to feel free, but it's going to open one of your chakras up, and you're going to feel the hairs on the head stand out, and that will happen when you choose to use vertical time. So you expand, energize the vertical time to see where you're going, and then you're above the vertical line of where you're going. Never look back, because the past is a thing. It happened in divine order, in divine order. But if you choose to use, speaking to the universe, you're not only, it's your God within you speaking to the universe, because it's your emotional DNA that's doing this. And we're encrypted. And this is something I really understand more and more than I ever have in life. God in heaven and earth is inside me. So to experience heaven on earth, unleash and unlock and be at peace in my chest area. And when you can open out to that, so all we are, we're not really human. We're just an image reflecting the light, reflecting our own unique image into the universe, to have our own wisdom to expand. And that's how we're all connected, is through the DNA of our heart conditions. But it's our DNA. And that is where it's at, because our DNA is coded in God's name. And I actually got to give, I learned this from Greg Braden. I really have come to understand about this with Greg Braden, is that vertical time. And then we should always be up and forward when we're going, and not back. And we're too busy looking back in our inner self and not forward, because our DNA has the emotional engines to take us wherever we choose, but it's our heartiness. Everything comes off the heart, mind, body, soul, and DNA. and fully energize that emotional intelligence of your DNA, the emotional wisdom. I call it an emotional enterprising energy, and put your thought in that. And that's unleashing your enterprise, and that's your energizing genius within you. Do you like the word thought? Enterprising genius. To unleash that utopian energy, your emotional utopian, to live your life. Everything happens in the body and in the reticulation system. It's right back here. That's how and that's how we move forward in life, is through that. So it's the emotional intelligence that we encompass. That's where we're going. Not recoding. It's getting a code of prosperousness, prosperity, enterprising energies in our DNA, heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And our cells is where the every one of us is a memory. Everything in us has stored up imprint from yesteryear. And that's where the image can really, really punch out, is when you choose to expand that. The freedom flow in a parade. And when you liberate the DNA right in yourself, that's where it comes in. We're praying with a poverty consciousness that we move forward. Not true either. How does it feel to know poverty? These steps, poverty. How does it feel to poverty say this to you? Prosperity. Is prosperity ovulating, vivid, expanding revelation, tremendously yawing your life and yawing. But yesing, how does that feel to you? That how is poverty prosperity? Because poverty is you how to appreciate where you're at. And to understand to live in poverty is to live in prosperity. It's just encrypting a new code of prosperity consciousness in the DNA. So, and the school system, education, teach poverty consciousness to keep us in control of poverty. The rich people afraid to lose their money. It's when you're prosperous, is I understand that money equals your inner wisdom and your willingness to teach. It's when you want as much money as you can get for what you do, but you pay nobody else because you're too worried about what's going on in life. So prosperousness is when you want to see people being better than you because they energize it. That's when you're prosperous. When you open up and understand that prosperity is when you open up and engage people in prosperity, because when you're engaging them in prosperity, you're opening yourself to prosperity. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and I really my is www.cowboy-wisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-10. I also want to talk about Be First Marketing with D, and his website is www.befirstinc.com. And Tom is also Tied Up Productions. Tom, and we also have Be Wisdom Publishing, a new innovative way to publish books, costing you a lot of money. And that website is www.be-wisdom.com. And it's published with wisdom, vision, and heart, and promotion. I want to thank you for being on the show. I hope everyone enjoyed it. And we will tomorrow night she is a marketing PR person. Anyway, good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.